What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hello, hi, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, June 8th. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. We have lots and lots of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. A couple of program notes here. In our third hour today, Phil Turney and Dave Gaheri are going to be joining us to talk about the USS Liberty. And following my show, Phil Turney will continue to guest host the National Intel Report. So you're going to get a lot of information about the USS Liberty, a lot of new books coming on out about it. And I have Phil Turney's book here, right, Erasing the Liberty, which he's trying to get made into a motion picture right now. And after all this time, again, it's another government cover-up that has just absolutely, absolutely collapsed on that. Now, on Tuesday, June 20th, we're going to have Dr. Renee DeFault on our show. And we talked about her a little earlier in the week. This is the lady who used to work for the FDA, and she discovered evidence that high fructose corn syrup contained measurable amounts of mercury. And she tried to work through the FDA channels, and they told her, no, stop the investigation. We don't need to investigate that. Everything is just fine. And when she tried to publish, they banned her from using any of the FDA data. And finally, she quit the FDA in disgust, and now she's out on her own. So we're going to be talking to her about that. Now, obviously, today is the 50th anniversary of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. We are going to talk about that in our third hour, so we don't need to cover any of that here right now. Obviously, the big news today is James Comey's testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee. And if anybody was expecting there to be a smoking gun and an impeachable offense for President Donald Trump, they were sorely disappointed. And again, what he said under oath is one thing. What they put out in that release yesterday was to give the media ammunition that they could keep on going after Trump, because Comey under oath basically didn't have anything. Basically, he confirmed that there was no pressure on him to drop the Russia probe from Trump or anybody else in the Trump administration. They never asked him to do that. He was never asked to stop the investigation into Michael Flynn. And he did confirm that, yes, he had told President Trump that President Trump was not under FBI investigation. So it's all coming on out here. And, of course, Comey is still out there saying that he has no doubt that Russians wanted to interfere in the 2016 election. They were behind the hacking of the DNC emails and the intrusion into the voting systems. And then when he was asked point blank, do you have any evidence Russia altered any vote counts in the last election? And Comey had to say, no, there's no indication whatsoever. So Trump gate is pretty much over. Russia gate is pretty much over. And Comey even went on out and he called the New York Times on the carpet for their article back in February 14th, where the New York Times was out there saying Trump campaign aides had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence. And Comey came on out and said, no, it was not true. It didn't happen. So good for Comey. When it push came to shove, there does seem to be some integrity there, except that one of the bombshells that came on out is that Comey admitted he was one of the leakers inside the White House. And apparently, James Comey admitted he gave his memos regarding the conversations with Donald Trump to a friend, Columbia Law School professor Daniel Richman, so that Richman would then pass it on to the corporate media. And Comey admitted the reason he did it was that he hoped it would cause a special investigator to be appointed. So he was the leaker. Now, there's a big debate going on. Was this really classified information that he handed to somebody not entitled? Comey is saying that he deliberately avoided classified information in his memo so that he could share them. And the problem with that, though, is Trump lawyer is saying that these conversations between Comey and the president are considered privileged talks, and they are not supposed to be released. Now, interestingly enough, there's a lot of attention focused on a meeting that Trump had with Comey and Jared Kushner and several other people. And he asked everybody else to clear the room, except for himself and Comey, and everybody said it was highly unusual, something was going on. And Comey is saying that basically Trump repeatedly requested that James Comey pledge his loyalty to Donald Trump. And this supports a theory I've been holding since Trump took office, that he came into the White House dangerously naive about Washington, D.C. politics. He came in presuming that as the president, as the person signing the paychecks for all these people, that they would be automatically loyal to him. And now he's realized Comey was still loyal to Obama. Comey is still loyal to Hillary. And so he had this little private meeting to say, I need you to be loyal to me. And as president, he's entitled to the loyalty of people like the head of the FBI. And apparently, Trump came to the conclusion Comey couldn't be trusted, and that's why he was fired. So, and here's where it gets really interesting, okay? Comey came on out and said that he was directed by then Attorney General Loretta Lynch not to call the Hillary Clinton email server issue an investigation, just to call it a matter, that she basically pressured him to downgrade it and say it was not an investigation, it was just a matter. And that's why he publicly announced the end of the investigation in July 2016. And then, of course, Anthony Weiner's laptops with more State Department email surfaced, and he was forced to reopen it. So he was kind of in a corner on that. However, I note that Comey didn't make a memo of that meeting with Loretta Lynch. But at this point, it looks like Comey is throwing Loretta Lynch under the bus, or to be more accurate, under the airplane here. Now, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Democrat
Dustin,
Comey anymore, huh?
There you are.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I guess Comey's not Democrat Comey anymore, huh?
Well, I guess Comey's heading out to private life now.
What a joke, Mike. What a circle jerk. You know, everybody knows this is BS except for a small percentage of the stupid population, but I want everybody to notice how nothing was done with helping the U.S. people, you know, because of this whole charade, you know. And what a joke, Mike. What a joke. It's just such a joke. I wonder if the Romans, toward the end, what it was like, you know, because of this whole show, you know, bread and circuses,
well,
you know.
The senators all stabbed Julius Caesar to death.
Well, they're trying to do it with Trump, but obviously it's
through
paperwork. Yeah, but
these two hearings, yesterday and today, these were supposed to be the death blows, and there's nothing there. Obama did not commit obstruction of justice. Comey has said, no, Obama did not commit obstruction of justice. He didn't ask me to stop any investigations. There's nothing there. And the corporate media is still out there trying to nitpick the words and say, well, you know, Comey was feeling he was pressured. And they're just trying to salvage this whole anti-Trump campaign that they've been waging for the last few months because it just fell apart on them.
Hey, Mike, real quick, I know you're going to talk about this later. I want to switch gears on the coalition of the losers did it again to the Syrian fighting ISIS. I cannot believe it.
Yeah, it's all falling apart over there. I mean, everybody's switching sides. Everybody's shooting at everybody else. It is descending into complete and utter chaos. They've lost control of it. This is probably one of the worst foreign policy disasters for the United States in a decade.
And how do they know those are Iranians in the pickup, you know? Like, how do they know they're Iranians in the pickup trucks they said they hit? How do they know that?
They guess, they profile, they just say, we were right to hit the mosque because we know it was full of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and you're just supposed to believe it, but nobody buys it anymore.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks
an
awful lot. Thank you. We're going to let you go here. And obviously, Trump is feeling very vindicated. James Comey's testimony was much ado about nothing as far as the public is concerned. Certainly the corporate media is trying to find something that's in there. Now, there is a classified briefing later in the day that we don't know what's going to come on out of that. But at this point, this dump Trump campaign has fallen apart. And Trump, again, I don't agree with everything that you're doing, but you are the president. You won the election. You played by the rules. Everybody agreed to play by. You are the president. And I'm glad you're wising up to the reality that not everybody in that White House is automatically on your side. And it may be time for some more staff changes here. Get out that you're fired button from your TV show here. Roger Stone is out there saying, everybody understands James Comey is a shill for the Clintons. He was protecting Hillary from the email scandal. He was trying to protect her on the Clinton Foundation. And he's dirty. He was on the board at HSBC when they were caught laundering drug money. So it's all dirty. We're going to take another phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, just the common language of all lying politicians. Expect to hear the phrase, you'll hear it over and over again, and we saw Hillary Clinton do this under deposition every time. She'll be using the words, and he'll be using the phrase, I have no recollection. Expect to hear that over and over again when they don't want to tell the truth.
He didn't expect use that. He didn't use that. I mean, I'm very pleasantly surprised. Comey came on out, you know, he basically said, you know, the New York Times was lying in their story about Trump's people having contacts with Russian intelligence. He stood his ground. You know, my respect for the man has gone up tremendously because everyone was expecting him to go on in there and grind his axe for being fired. And instead, he went on in there under oath. I guess he took it very seriously being under oath. And he manned up. And the important points to come on down is he was never asked to stop the investigation into Russia. He was never asked to stop the investigation into Michael Flynn. All Trump asked him for was his loyalty, which is a very reasonable thing to do when you're dealing with a subordinate who may not be entirely loyal. And that was it. There was nothing there. And the corporate media has got egg on their face, and they're desperately trying to find out how they can recover from this over at MSNBC. Even Chris Matthew was saying, there's nothing there. There's no there. There. This whole collusion theory has just fallen apart.
Was there any discussion, Michael, of why the FBI was to make the decision, the role reversal between the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, and James Comey? Was there a discussion of why there was a role reversal on the power of who makes the decision?
No, they didn't get into that that I heard. I listened to as much of the hearings as I could. I had to step away for a couple of things for some other issues. But in any event, that's pretty much a settled matter. It is not the FBI's job to make recommendations whether or not to prosecute. Comey exceeded his authority during that press conference when he said, we're recommending no charges. But it was a set piece. Loretta Lynch had already said, there are not going to be any investigations or any charges. There's that memo that surfaced that said Loretta Lynch was going to make sure that it never happened. Now we're finding out from Comey himself that Loretta Lynch said, don't call it an investigation. It's not an investigation. It's just a matter. It's only a matter. It's not all that important. And Comey is saying that's why he said the investigation has now been closed back in July, only to be forced to reopen it again when Anthony Weiner's laptop surfaced.
Yeah. Well, I hope they actually go into that area there because the hierarchy, the power decision-making should have gone with her, not him. And I would like somebody to address that. Hopefully they address that because that's out of sequence of how it's supposed to be done. And she didn't do her job, and they reversed roles. It was quite obvious they reversed roles.
Yeah, but you need to understand when you have a congressional hearing, it usually has a very specific issue, and it's not broad range. They can't just wander off where the evidence leads. Yesterday's was about the Russian collusion. Today was about a possible obstruction of justice by Donald Trump, and both of them fell apart, even though Comey got his digs in saying he still believes Russia was trying to interfere with the election. But we already know the Russians did not hack the DNC emails. It was an internal leak. There is zero evidence that Russia got in there, and a lot of circumstantial evidence that Seth Rich was the leak. Okay?
Well, I agree. That kind of has died out, the story now, the Seth Rich. Nobody's even talking about it anymore, and I hope
we're going to be talking about it.
Well, I know you guys, and I hope you continue to do so. Right.
Corporate media wants it to go away because, again, it's another huge embarrassment. If it comes out Seth Rich was the leak, then the corporate media, more egg on their face for screaming, Russia hacking, Russia hacking, Russia hacking. They're in panic mode over there right now. They're in absolute panic mode over there. Steve, we're going to let you go here. Going to do another story, then we're going to do more phone calls here. We did a flashback story to an article that appeared in Breitbart, and basically it's talking about how James Comey's had this professional history in relationships where he was involved with the Clinton Foundation through this law firm. His brother Peter Comey works at the law firm that does the Clinton Foundation taxes. He had conflicts of interest all over the place. He never should have been put in charge of any investigations involving the Clintons. Now, behind all of this noise and ruckus, where the corporate media is trying to salvage something that they can use against President Trump from these two hearings, there was another report released where the House Oversight Committee came on out and said former Attorney General Eric Holder and the Department of Justice were covering up Operation Fast and Furious. They were deliberately misleading Congress into this botched gun-running operation. It's a 300-page report, and the corporate media so far is ignoring it. They're ignoring it. Reminds me of this cartoon that I saw, I think it was on one of the aggregates just the other day, where there's all these boxes and piles of evidence against Hillary Clinton in collusion with Russia, and the guy behind the desk is holding up an empty box that says evidence of Trump collusion. And there's a donkey there saying, well, that only proves we have to search harder. You know, if there's no evidence Trump did anything wrong, that just means we've got to go. We've got to investigate more until we can find or make something. And it is rather amazing to see the entire corporate media so firmly in the liberal camp here that they are oblivious to all the things that the Clintons were doing, the Bushes were doing, all of the oddities about Seth Rich and the other four or five people who died about the same time that were threats to the Clintons. But it's always going to be, we got to do about Trump, we got to do about Trump. And the corporate media is still out there. They're trying to find anything that was said yesterday and today that they can spin to say, well, there's, you know, Trump may have gotten off, but there's something definitely bad there. There's something definitely bad. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Nico in Southern California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Nui Nui.
Aloha, Nui Nui. Oh, what we need to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Please continue.
Well, you know, two things. Number one, I just got so sick watching this because you got, you know, Senator Warner, was it? And it was like this continuous derriere kissing of, you know, oh, well, we appreciate your service, and you're such a patriot, and you're such a great
guy. That's just part of the ritual here. You know, personally, I find Britain's parliament much more entertaining to watch, where they yell at each other and hurl insults, and they bang and make noise. That's a lot more fun to watch than the U.S. Congress.
It's so funny you say that. I feel the same way, and I actually watch it for the same reason. But, you know, I'm seeing this, and they kind of started to try to pound home this Russian collusion thing, and there's just, it was lie after lie, and, oh, were any of the votes changed? None of the votes were changed. And we know so many of the votes were changed. It was just ridiculous.
Well, yeah, they weren't changed by Russia, though. Again, all of the documented election fraud from last year favored Hillary Clinton. So, obviously, this story that Russia was interfering with the election to benefit Trump is just bogus right from its conception, like the claim that Assad was gassing his own people. Just doesn't make any sense.
See, that, and that's the thing that, you know, the truth is some of the votes were changed. They could have said, oh, actually, votes did change. And they didn't even use that to their advantage. They're so, these people are so backward. But the main thing
no,
that,
no, what's
that
going
I kind
of
got
what's
out
going,
of it,
what's going on here is they understand the American people are not sure they can trust our election system. So they're trying to come on back and say, it can't be rigged, it can't be rigged, it's impossible to rig it, and we found no evidence that Russia altered the votes here. They don't want to acknowledge the election fraud that was uncovered because they don't want to fix the system. They like it exactly the way it is, and they want the American people to go back to believing that when they walk into that little booth and they push that button on the computer, that the vote is being counted accurately. And so they're not going to acknowledge any election fraud anywhere, out of concern that
well,
the American people are
they
demand
not, but
a complete overhaul
out of
the
tube. I mean, too many people
okay.
know. I think, you know, the other thing that
we
is got to
let you go. We got to let you go. We got to let you go. I'm sorry. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Folks, We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a couple more phone calls. Pardon me. Then we're going to get back to the news here. Tom in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha. Aloha. I'm glad you survived the earthquake.
Which earthquake?
Well, you had one in Hawaii today.
Oh.
It was on Drudge.
Oh, really? I must have missed that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I was so proud of John McCain today, even though he called... President, he was talking about Trump, and he was talking about Comey, and asking Comey if Comey did this. What he did was he reminded Comey and the other people that the Clintons took a lot of money from Russia during the election, and yet that part of it they completely forgot about, and they were only going against Trump. So even though he couldn't get his president straight, I was very proud of the old man for at least bringing up the premise that the Russians were in the Clinton as far as the election was concerned.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. All right.
And enjoy your mouse pad.
Oh, yeah. I actually needed those. The four mic is coming off the table here. All right, Tom, thank you very much for the update. We're going to switch over to Mike in Alaska. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Do you listen to Stefan Molyneux?
No, not really. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I like Stefan and your show, and you're both atheists, and I think that one reason I like both of your shows is you put together a really good explanation as to why it's not militant or hostile. It's just if you go to your website or listen to his podcast, it's pretty straightforward. So, you know, even someone who isn't can read it and understand the conclusion you've come to. And I've been listening to him recently, and he had Dennis Prager on his show talking about the correlation between secularism or atheism and totalitarianism. And I kind of wanted to get your comment because
well,
it's not an argument
Okay, first of all, I want to make something very clear. I don't care if other people have religion, as long as they don't use it to do bad things. I think the atheists who are out there who are militant about it are actually insecure in their non-belief. They're still not really sure, and that's why they have to reassure themselves by convincing other people. I really want to keep the show today focused on what's going on right in the here and now with Comey's testimony, the wars that are coming on up, and so I'd like to possibly table this discussion to a later time, okay?
Oh, okay, sure.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to switch to Paul in Canada. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mikey, how you doing?
Doing okay.
Good. Well, I looked at that testimony, and all I saw was a bunch of incoherent testimony coming out of Comey's mouth. He looks confused to me.
Well, I think he's trying to sort of chart his way through where he doesn't want to commit perjury. He's trying to keep in mind what evidence is out there that could say, okay, this was a lie and this was a lie, which would open him up to legal consequences for lying before Congress.
Yeah, I think he did that already. He leaked.
Well, you know, he's having to deal with the backlash on that one because the White House position is private conversations with the president are privileged. And Comey is out there saying, no, this wasn't classified, therefore I was free to leak it to whatever. They're going to natter and gromish about that a little bit. But in the end, the net result is that yesterday's and today's hearings did not provide the body check to Donald Trump that his detractors wanted. It's a big, epic fail, and it is almost enjoyable watching the corporate media try and salvage something out of this that they can wipe the egg off their faces. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But one more thing, Mike.
Yes.
It's Russian collusion thing. It's you touched on it already, but it's really important for us to remember that these foreign governments, a lot of them, they play both sides, just like the bankers.
So does the U.S. The U.S. is always interfering in other nations. Israel interferes in our politics all the time. It's only evil when Russia does it. Okay, got to let you go. Got to take a commercial break. We're going to close the phone lines because I got a bunch of news to get through. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line. 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back to the major news, I was looking into it. And yes, we did have a 5.3 earthquake down on the Big Island on the south flank of the Kilauea volcano. No immediate reports of damage or injuries and no threat of a tsunami. I'm up on the island of Oahu, of course. And if I'd been sitting still, I might have felt it. But if I'm walking around, I probably didn't notice it. And I didn't. I had no idea that we had an earthquake. My little automated monitoring system, the threshold is set at 6.0 before I get notifications about these things. But yes, it's an active volcano down there. There is a concern that there is a portion of that south flank of Kilauea volcano that's actually cracked and slid down just a little bit. So sort of a smaller version of what they have over at Cumbre Viejo. And that at some point in the far distant future, that could plop off into the ocean, and that would inconvenience a lot of people living along the shoreline. But Claire and I are high up on a hill, so we're not concerned about that. Now then, getting on back to the real serious news here, and we are going to talk about Seth Rich. because the corporate media obviously wants this to go away. The corporate media is literally attacking anybody talking about Seth Rich, the usual tinfoil hat kook conspiracy wacko things. I mean, how could you even think that this was anything other than a robbery? Well, because they didn't take anything. He was beat up, and then he was shot in the back twice. That's not what happens in a robbery. So, yeah, we're going to keep that alive. We're going to keep it going. By the way, there is a petition over at the White House petition website demanding a full investigation into the assassination of Seth Rich, and it's about halfway to the goal of 100,000 signatures with about 10 more days to go. So there is a link to that at whatreallyhappened.com. So you might want to grab that and send it out to your social media and see if we can put the number of signatures over the top. Unfortunately, we've seen in the past the official response from the White House will be, we understand you made the threshold, we're not going to do anything. Because again, all of this undermines the official story we've been getting from the Democrats, from Hillary, from the corporate media about Russia hacked the DNC servers. Even though the sole claimed evidence of Russian hacking came from that CrowdStrike company, and they've now pulled back and said no. And the Democrats refuse to allow any U.S. government agency to run a forensic analysis on their computers. There is zero evidence, and still they're out there. Oh, yes, it was Russia. Wasn't Seth Rich. Couldn't possibly be Seth Rich. All right. Still getting a lot of backlash out of the London terror attacks. By the way, the latest count on the British elections is the Conservatives and Theresa May are ahead, and we'll get a final vote tally here a little bit later in the show here. But more and more attention is starting to focus on the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, who is out there again attacking Donald Trump over the travel bans. At the same time, Sadiq Khan is saying that Donald Trump should be forbidden from coming to London until he goes back to the open border policy. And a lot of people are scratching their head because apparently Sadiq Khan was a defender of one of the 9/11 terrorists, Zacharias Massawi. And a lot of people are saying, how does somebody who defends a 9/11 terrorist become the mayor of London? And apparently, even the Queen is a little upset with him now. And I don't know what she can do about it. I think right now, in the current state of British law, her sole authority is to grant the Prime Minister permission to form a government, and that's basically the end of it. They go this little ritual where whoever wins the election kneels before the Queen, requests permission to form a government, and the Queen says, yeah, go ahead, and that's it. Meanwhile, the mother of one of the three men at the London Bridge terror attack believed he was under police control and not dangerous. And something else has come on out. Remember the other day it was revealed that the suicide vests, the supposed explosive vests worn by these attackers turned out to be fake. And a very alert reader pointed out that when the police opened fire on these terrorists, had those vests been real, there was a real risk of a detonation. And yet the police seemed to understand that they could shoot these guys without fear of an explosion. There's another indication that this was just another staged false flag. These three guys were set up to be patsies here. All right, let's talk about what's going on over in Qatar, because that is just spinning into total chaos here. Qatar, understandably, has put their military on the highest state of alert over fears of an imminent incursion from Saudi Arabia. Qatar has basically turned down Saudi Arabia's list of 10 demands and said, we will never surrender. And all of a sudden, we're starting to see alliances in the Middle East start to shift. Turkey is sending troops and equipment down to Qatar on the side of Qatar. Iran is sending food and other supplies across. And more interestingly, apparently the government of Qatar is talking with the government of Iran. Apparently Iran has taken the position of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Plus, Iran is heavily invested in the Iranian-Qatari cooperation over the liquefied natural gas, which is Qatar's primary export. So it is really shaping up, and new battle lines are being drawn. And the wild card is Turkey. This is blowback for that failed U.S. coup d'etat. So over in Turkey, they're fast-tracking bills to deploy Turkish forces in Qatar and train Qatari troops. Turkey is building a new base in Qatar that will eventually host up to 10,000 troops. They kick out those 11,000 Americans that are in there. That's more room. And that's a wild card in there. Did Donald Trump not understand that when he kicked up this fuss over Qatar that there are 11,000 U.S. forces on the ground there? And what is going to happen to them? Are they going to be ordered to march on the capital from where they're currently stationed? Is Qatar going to round them up, put them in a concentration camp? Are they going to take them to the border and say, you're Saudi Arabia's problem now? And apparently this Saudi-Qatar spat is spilling over into parts of northwestern Syria as these U.S.-backed rebels slash terrorists are now turning on each other because some are pro-Saudi and some are pro-Qatar, and they're actually starting to fight amongst each other. Meanwhile, Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates have passed laws saying that anybody expressing sympathy for Qatar can go to jail. And if you will remember, Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates are listed as the good guys by the U.S. government because we have got bases there and they're our friends and they may be dictators and horribly abusing their people, but as long as they're working with our corporations, that'll be fine. Meanwhile, Jordan attempted to send 33 refrigerated trucks of food for Qatar. Unfortunately, Saudi Arabia turned them back, wouldn't let them through. And that is not going to look very good in the eyes of the world. We understand Saudi Arabia blockading weapons, but we've been seeing Saudi Arabia blockading food to Yemen and what a terrible humanitarian crisis it's caused there. And Saudi Arabia is doing it again. Now, obviously, Jordan and Iran can consider sending in humanitarian supplies with an airlift. For Saudi Arabia to actually shoot down a humanitarian flight, that is not going to look good at all. And here's where it gets even more interesting. Apparently, this coming Saturday, Qatar's foreign minister is visiting Moscow for negotiations. So it looks like the first battlefront of World War III for real is shaping up with Russia, Iran, Qatar, Turkey on one side, Syria, Saudi Arabia, the United States on the other. And the rest of the world is wondering just what the heck happened. Apparently up in Germany, they're branding all of this nonsense the Trumpification of the Middle East. And it does seem like it all started with that one reckless comment from Donald Trump. Now, getting on over to Iran, Iran's Revolutionary Guards are blaming the United States and Saudi Arabia for those attacks in Tehran. And they're pointing out that the choice of targets shows whose agenda was at work because they targeted the parliament and the mausoleum of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, who led the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Somebody was making a statement with that. And that's why they think, ultimately, that the United States and Saudi Arabia are behind this, regardless of what somebody says on the phone when they call up and say, I'm ISIS, we did it, come and get us. Story out of The Guardian is saying, and this is true, the consequences of the attacks in Tehran will be felt around the world. And they, too, are saying that what was attacked were the two most potent symbols of Iran's 1979 revolution that kicked out their U.S. puppet ruler, the Shah, and brought democracy to Iran. And Donald Trump, again, I think he needs to pull back from saying, I'm the president and I can say and do whatever I want. He needs to think about what he's going to say before he opens his mouth. Because he came on out saying that the terror attacks in Tehran were the result of Tehran funding international terror. In other words, you reap what you sow. But of course, 9/11 happened because they hate our freedoms. And Iran is very upset. They consider his statement repugnant, and for that matter, so do I. Now, getting on over to Syria, one of our callers mentioned this before. The U.S. has attacked the Syrian army for the second time this week, and the third such attack in less than a month. And the justification is they came close to an illegal U.S. garrison. They crossed our red line. And again, the United Nations Security Council has not confirmed or legitimized or authorized a deconfliction zone. Damascus has not agreed to it. It's just the U.S. going on in, plunking itself down, drawing a line and say, we will attack anybody who comes on in here. And upping the ante, apparently Syria sent a drone against the U.S. coalition forces. Now, the drone hit the dirt, and Syria is saying it's a warning shot. But the U.S. is saying, oh, no, they intended to hit us. U.S. Army Colonel Ryan Dillon said, oh, they were aiming for us. It wasn't a warning shot, but thankfully they missed. So it does feel like it's on. It does feel like it's on. The United States is now basically in an illegal, undeclared war with Syria. And it's time to start talking about it. Because pretty much all of these wars are illegal under international law. The use of torture is illegal under international law. And it's rapidly building up. And we are headed to a real, full-on global war, which I don't think this country can win. Especially if it goes nuclear. Nobody's going to win in a nuclear war. Vladimir Putin was absolutely right on that. If the United States and Russia and China go to a hot war, the use of nuclear weapons is inevitable. Another article over in Zero Hedge, Syria's cauldron, one step away from a major showdown. Actually, with the use of that drone, I think it's a half step. Just insane. It was only a couple of months ago. Everybody said, all right, Assad can say this. We're going to wind this thing down. Then they had that false flag attack. Oh, Assad is gassing his people. Trump sends in the cruise missiles, most of which missed their target. And all of a sudden, we're right back up to where Syria could be the flashpoint for a global war. Now, speaking of Idlib, article out of RIMF.com, more and more people are starting to stand up and point out how that original New York Times story that Assad was gassing his own people in Idlib just never really made any sense at all. Remember, Assad surrendered all of his chemical weapons. It was internationally monitored. Russia brokered the deal to try and calm things down, to try and keep a war from growing in there. And the claim that Assad was gassing his own people didn't even make any sense. He's winning the war inside his own country. The international community was coming to accept Assad was going to stay on there. Why would he gas his own people, civilians, the one thing that would guarantee the United States would come back in? Qui bono? Certainly wasn't Assad here. And more people are going on back and saying the New York Times story was absolute junk. And now we have, of course, James Comey calling out the New York Times for their story that members of the Trump administration had repeated contact with Russian intelligence. And he said in the hearing today, it never happened. It didn't happen. The New York Slimes was just making this stuff up because that's their job, to lie you into support of the war agenda, to lie you into the next tax, to lie you into the next policy change, to lie you into the next surrender of your basic civil liberties, freedoms, and rights. Now, over in Iraq, the Kurds are planning an independence referendum on September 25th. And this is going to be rather fun to watch, because if the referendum passes, and it probably will, you're going to have the United States government saying, well, see, they voted for independence. Now we have to break them off from Iraq and let them form their own country. Standing in stark contrast to the U.S. government's reaction when Crimea held an independence referendum that won in a landslide, and they broke off Ukraine And the U.S. was out there saying, no, Russia stole Crimea. We don't recognize the independence referendum. We have to respect the traditional boundaries of nations. We can't. And once again, the U.S. government will be shown to be absolute, total, complete hypocrites. Now then, back in 2015, there was a guy named Scott Darden. He was a U.S. logistics coordinator, and he was captured by Houthi forces in the Yemen capital city of Sana'a and held for 6 months before his release. Now, during that whole time, he was being presented as participating in the delivery of humanitarian aid into the country. And that was it. Oh, he was there doing humanitarian. How could they do this? Well, apparently, it's now come on out that under the cover of the humanitarian aid, he was delivering war material to U.S. special forces who were operating in Yemen back in 2015. Lie upon lie upon lie. The first casualty of war is the truth. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go ahead and open the phone lines again if you want to call on in. Meanwhile, like I said earlier, it is amazing to see the corporate media try and salvage something out of these two train wrecks of hearings. And over at Reason.com is a perfect example. Their headline story is Comey tells Senate he believes Trump wanted the Flynn Russia investigation stopped. So that's it. They're trying to make a story out of Comey thinks Trump wanted the investigation stopped. Oh, that's obstruction of justice. No, it isn't, because Comey stated under oath nobody ordered him to stop either the Flynn or the Russia investigations. What Comey is imagining is inside Trump's head is irrelevant, and the corporate media is trying to make that the story. Now then, catching back up on Great Britain, we're going to be getting the first official results from the election in a little over an hour. We're probably going to have to be cutting in on the Phil Turney, Dave Gehary, USS Liberty segment to get those numbers to you, but we're getting down to the wire. And apparently the polls, the surveys are all over the place. Everybody's claiming imminent victory. And I'm sure there's a huge amount of election fraud going on, because that's, by golly, how these things get done over there. All righty. Now then, Amnesty International has finally stepped in to this issue over the illegal settlements in Israel and Palestine. And they have come on in and said it is time to stop buying any Israeli goods made in the illegal settlements, because that is what's funding these illegal settlements. So they're basically signing on with the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. And, of course, Israel's already out there screaming, Amnesty International, they're anti-Semites. They're biased against Israel, just like the United Nations and everybody else. And everybody just sort of ignores Israel because they keep saying the same thing over and over again. That's like trying to defend the actions of the Nazis by saying, oh, you just hate the German people. We're not doing anything wrong. You just hate Germans. That's your problem here. Defense Minister General of the Russian Army, Sergei Shoigu, is out there saying Russia is going to start strengthening its military bases in Central Asia. And they are doing it purportedly because of the concern of the spread of ISIS. And the concern that the United States is not able to get Afghanistan under control. I think, in actuality, Russia understands that the U.S. actually does want a hot war with Russia, and they're going to get ready. I mean, it's coming. There's nobody out there who's paying attention to world events who's going to say, well, maybe we can still head this off. I wanted to. I really did. But I admit defeat. The war is coming. You can feel it in the air. I mean, there's training flights all over the skies overhead, rattling the windows and everything. Maybe that's why I missed the earthquake. Whole place was shaking from all the jets overhead. There's been a bomb attack on the U.S. Embassy in Kiev. Apparently somebody threw a bomb of some kind over the fence onto the grounds. And apparently nobody was injured. But it does seem to indicate the feeling of people in Ukraine towards the United States. We're going to take a break for station identification. And we'll be right back. We've already got a caller waiting on the line.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.